WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's high school events going on tonight. In fact, today, the Richland Center and River Valley golf teams are playing at Reedsburg. Also, several teams are involved in the Reedsburg Invitational. Track teams from Richland Center and River Valley will both be attending that meet, which gets underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. There's plenty of baseball in the area, including Richland Center at home against Prairie du Chien in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action this evening. And the Ithaca Bulldogs will be taking on Riverdale in baseball this afternoon. We'll have the call of that one. The Bulldogs were 15-1 winners over Kickapoo last night. I asked Coach Dan Clary this morning about that win.
The bats really came alive last night, which was a good sign for us. I think we got as good of a hitting group as we've had, and they've just kind of been, quiet for a little while, and so it was nice to see them come alive. I think we ended up with 12 hits last night, so that always gets things going. Once one batter sees somebody get a hit, it just seems to be infectious, so that was definitely a good sign for us.
Yeah, it was good that you got the game in, because it would have pushed back the schedule, and now you can concentrate on Riverdale, which should be a good game tonight, shouldn't it?
Yeah, right. Getting those conference games in on schedule right now is the name of the game. It was huge, just because we're running out of dates to make it up, and we always like to keep as many non-conference games, especially against teams like Riverdale, who you really want to be tested throughout the season, and we know they're going to do that for us. So we definitely want to keep teams like Riverdale on our schedule.
I asked Riverdale coach Kurt Thompson about his team this week.
I thought we played some good baseball. We ran into a really tough team on Monday in Mineral Point. They beat us 6-0, but their starting pitcher pitched very well. We played good baseball. We just couldn't really get a couple of key hits in certain situations and so on, but sometimes that's what happens. But overall, we've had a nice run of games so far.
And unfortunately, the weather takes its toll from time to time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been a rough week. We had, unfortunate, however you look at it, we did move the Mineral Point game from Tuesday back to Monday. We got that in, but then we had Kickapoo on Tuesday, too, and Darlington on Thursday, and both of those games got washed out. But we did get some good quality practice, and tonight we get to go to Ithaca and play, so that should be fun.
Yeah, this is one of those where I think it's beneficial for both teams to play this game, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. This is it's a big game. Everyone knows it's a local rivalry game. You're only, 20-25 minutes apart. Ithaca, defending state champs, and it's always fun to play. We've been playing this for quite a few years, so we always look forward to it.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com. Pregame time around 4:50. Other games last night in baseball: Royal 10-0 over Cashton, Lancaster 10-4 over Belmont, Iowa Grant top Potosi Cassville 11-1. In softball, Ithaca was a winner against Kickapoo 6-2. Olivia Young was the winning pitcher, giving up 8 hits, striking out 5 and walking 2. Also, it was Haley Gander giving up 8 hits, striking out 1 and walking 1 for Kickapoo in the circle last night. Top hitters for the Bulldogs: Ariana Lewis, 2-for-3. Alyssa Muller, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Holly King, Kaylee Newkirk, and Olivia Young each went 1-for-3. It was a win for Cuba City over Riverdale in softball, 12-2. Boscobel shut out Southwestern 4-0. Highland edged Monticello Nuglaris 3-2. Cashton over Royal 12-2. Bowling scores from the All-Star League: Series High, Cardinal Glass 29-34. Morris Heating and Cooling at 29-23. Turbo's Bar and Grill at 28-44. Top game: Turbo's Bar and Grill 1,007. Cardinal Glass 997. Connie's Dirty Boys 993. The top series: Elijah Cannon 100 over average with a 706. Travis Bushley a 683 was second best, and Lucas Lindvig is 665. Top game: Elijah Cannon 268, Travis Bushley a 257, Terry Wheaton a 255. Additional highlights: Brandon Adams bowled a 551, 122 over average. Scott Dilley with a 530, 107 over average. Randy Pauls bowled a 635, 98 over average. Thanks to Greg and Amy Shep and everyone at the Phoenix Center for their hospitality and dedication. That from the All-Star Bowling League, which featured the last night of the league last night. Well, also in sport news, the Brewers prepare for a big weekend series against the Cardinals. It will be St. Louis and Milwaukee with the first pitch time this evening of 6:15. Games that were called yesterday, Miami at the Cubs. Played games include San Francisco 5-0 over Arizona. It was Tampa Bay 2, the Angels 1, Cleveland 5-4 over Boston, and Texas 9-7 over Detroit.